White Rocket Entertainment.
You are listening to the AU Wishbone, almost credible sports discussion on the War Eagle Sports Radio Network.
Hey everybody, Van Allen Plexico here. This is not a regular episode of the AU Wishbone, but it's still Auburn football talk. It's me going solo. I recorded a video about 2 months ago where I went through and discussed the various out-of-conference opponents that we know that Auburn will be playing over the next several seasons. And I put it on YouTube in a couple of our feeds there. And hardly anybody's watched it. So what that tells me is that our video experiment has not worked out too well. And you guys prefer to listen to the podcast. And that's perfectly fine and great. So I've ripped the audio out, edited it just a little bit. And here's about a 30-minute show where I go solo and talk just about Auburn's upcoming out-of-conference opponents. So I hope you enjoy it, and we'll be back soon with another regular episode of the AU Wishbone. War Eagle. Well, you know what? We just added two new non-conference games coming up in the next few years. And so I thought, you know what I'll do is I'm going to go through all the non-conference games that we have coming up, that Auburn has coming up in the next few years that we know about right now, and just sort of break them down. Like, what do I know about them? What, you know, is there any interesting stories I can tell you that maybe you don't know or remind you of that you do know? And what's our record against those teams? And just some interesting factoids that I could throw together. So this is another one of my little, about probably end up being 20 to 30 minute videos. But in this one, we're going to talk about Auburn's non-conference or out-of-conference teams that we will play beginning in 2017 and running through 2024, because that's as far as we know right now. So let me get a little juice. Okay. By the way, dig the new threads. I like this shirt a whole lot. I was down in Sylacauga this past weekend for a funeral, very unfortunately. But as we passed through Birmingham, we stopped at the Galleria in Hoover, or River Chase, as they prefer, and went into the store that has Auburn and Alabama stuff, because I just don't get down there very often, and it was my only opportunity. Mira got some stuff she liked. We got Maddie a shirt. Amy didn't get anything. But I got this, and I just love it. It's long sleeve, Under Armour, blue, with the nice AU logo. It's kind of like the short sleeve version I've got with the stripes on the back. But long sleeve, very nice and snug and warm. Everything Under Armour makes is so good. I'm pretty sure this is Under Armour. It should have like the little UA logo right here, but they don't. But I'm pretty sure this is Under Armour. So anyway, all right, so let's break it down. Let's look at what's upcoming for Auburn starting in 2017, this fall. I'm recording this. If you're watching it later, I'm recording this on March 15th, 2017, right after two of these games have just been announced. So here we go. In 2017, we know obviously, we know the four out-of-conference games. We start out playing the Georgia Southern Eagles. Auburn is currently 1-0. Now, I'm going to give you the record as best I could find it. Some of these were very easy to find Auburn's record against. Some of these I had to do some digging and research. But I'm trying to give you added value here, so I did all my research ahead of time to try to give you the best information. So, Auburn starts out playing Georgia Southern, and we are 1-0 against Georgia Southern. Last year was Coach Tyson Summers' first season there. They are now, as of 2014, they are now FBS, or as some of us still call it, 1A. They moved up in 2014. They are a Sun Belt Conference team. And the next couple of years, they are also playing LSU, Clemson, and Arkansas. So give it up for Georgia Southern. I believe they famously played Florida a couple of years ago. So I think we know how that turned out. So Georgia Southern, I mean, if they keep this up, they're going to be asking to join the SEC as team number 15 one of these days, because they certainly play an SEC schedule, at least they try to. So You got to be very careful about them. Now, last I saw, they ran that sort of option running game. I believe that's them, right? And are very dangerous. So that was Paul Johnson's old team, I believe, before he went to Georgia Tech. So that's not a given. And you got to be very careful to avoid that opening day upset. You know, have the Michigan-Appalachian State curse have happened. So that's Georgia Southern. Then, of course, in, I guess, week two, we go to Clemson. Oh, let me tell you what our record is against Clemson. Auburn's record against Clemson currently stands at 34-14-2. 34-14-2. Now, we know this is the first time we will be going to Clemson Stadium since 2011. And 2011, coincidentally, was also the game where they beat us for the first time since, I want to say, 1952. I know it was early in the Eisenhower administration, maybe 54. Somewhere in the early 50s was the last time Clemson had beaten Auburn before 2011. Of course, we all know how close that 2010 game was. You know, I would argue that the Clemson game in 2010 was the closest we came to losing that entire season. I mean, the Alabama game, obviously we came from behind and we were leading at the end, you know. The Oregon game was tied when we kicked the field goal. But and there were a few others. But the Clemson game, if that receiver had caught that pass that slipped off his fingers, we lose, right? The Kentucky game, we kick a field goal at the very end. But the Clemson was the only one where the other team had the ball. Like all these other games, it seemed like we had the ball at the end and we made the plays. Cam, you know, and others made the plays that needed to be made to put us in position to win. The Clemson game was the one where we actually needed the other team to mess up. It was not in our hands. And they missed the touchdown pass, and then they missed the re-kick on the field goal. So we were extremely fortunate to beat them in 2010. They beat us in 2011. We haven't beaten them since 2010. So it's time to get that done up there in Clemson. Our third out-of-conference game for 2017 will be the Mercer Bears. Mercer is a little school down in Macon, Georgia. Our record against them, believe it or not, is 11-0. We've actually played Mercer 11 times. I got to think that most of those were way back in the day, but we've played them 11 times. They are in the Southern Conference. In other words, they are 1AA or FCS, Football Championship Subdivision. And I thought this was interesting. Mercer plays their football in something called... Let me straighten my hair here. Mercer plays their football in something called the Football and Lacrosse Complex. So, hats off to Mercer for putting football on the same level as that great, huge American sport, lacrosse. Okay. If we lose to Mercer, we'll be losing to a team that says we are a football and lacrosse school. This is interesting. Georgia Southern and Mercer. This is stuff I dug up in my research for this video for you guys. Georgia Southern and Mercer both were playing football before World War II. And like many schools, they suspended football during World War II. But both Mercer and Georgia Southern didn't pick it back up, right? When the war ended, they quit playing. It was quite a few years. I saw it, but I forgot what year Georgia Southern picked it back up. I want to say like not till 1971 or something. Mercer waited all the way until 2013 to pick back up football after stopping it in World War II. So it makes me wonder what kind of traumatic experience did Mercer have to do with World War II that they just couldn't play football anymore until 3-4 years ago. That's amazing. So they've just started playing it back again. Good for you, Mercer. And since we haven't played them since 2013, then by the powers of deduction, I'm going to say that those 11 wins over Mercer all came before World War II. Hey, how about that? I figured it out. Okay. Our fourth out-of-conference game in 2017 this fall will be the Louisiana Monroe or OM Warhawks. Now, I love the name Warhawks. I mean, I know we're obviously not the War Eagles. We say War Eagle. But it's neat that the Warhawks will be playing the team that says War Eagle now that they are no longer the Indians. Do you think that their battle cry is Warhawk? No, probably not. This is the team formerly known as the Northeast Louisiana Indians, or NELA. But now they are the OM Louisiana Monroe Warhawks. They play in FBS. Certainly, they are a Sun Belt team like Georgia Southern. In recent years, get this. I kind of knew this, but I'd forgotten, right? You see these things happen over the years and you don't put it all together. But Louisiana Monroe, over the years, has actually beaten Kentucky, Mississippi State, Alabama, famously, and Arkansas. They've never beaten us. We're 10-0. But they've played all those teams and beaten them. And in future seasons, Louisiana Monroe will also be playing Florida State, Southern Miss, and Texas A&M. So you got to give Louisiana Monroe credit for their scheduling. Okay, moving ahead to 2018. In 2018, of course, we open up the season in Atlanta again. I'm very excited because many of you know where I am the first weekend of every season, Labor Day weekend. I am at Dragon Con. It combines two of my great loves, right? Auburn football is starting out that weekend most years, and lately a lot of years in Atlanta. So I get to go see them. I get to go see them, and it's not even an Auburn football trip for me. I'm just in town, and they happen to be there the same weekend as me. Several years running now. That was 2012, and that was 2015. That was Clemson and Louisville. And now they'll be back in the Chick-fil-A kickoff game playing, I guess that'll be in the new stadium, in the new the big Falcon stadium, playing the Washington Huskies. As near as I can tell, we've never played the Washington Huskies before. We are 0-0. This is, of course, the team that Chris Peterson has taken over and took all the way to the college football playoffs last year. It's hard to believe this will be the fourth season for Chris Peterson at Washington. It feels like he just started there. If you'd asked me, I would have said last year was his second year maybe, but it was actually his third, and this will be his fourth, so time is flying. Washington, I looked this up, I was curious. Washington has the 19th all-time winning percentage in Division 1A or FBS. I'm getting a buzz from my phone. This will be, they're 19th all time. I think we're like 13th, somewhere in there. So, interesting. I did see that Washington played their first college football season 3 years before we did, in like 1889. So, give them credit. They've been around a long time, even longer than us playing football. And like us, they claim two national championships, 1960. And, of course, 1991 that everybody remembers with Coach James, I guess Don James. But various sources credit them with more, just like us. And they could claim as many as five, just like we could claim something like seven or something along those lines. So interesting that Washington and Auburn are very similar historically in football. We're a little bit ahead of them, but not a lot. Okay, so that's interesting. So we'll start off in Atlanta in 2018, playing Washington in the new stadium in Atlanta. And I will be there, if at all possible. I will get into that game some way or another. Let's see. Then we play our second out-of-conference game next year. 2018 will be Southern Miss. Auburn used to play Southern Miss quite a bit. I remember in the 1980s and 90s, they were pretty much an annual opponent. We played Southern Miss all the time. We are 17-5-0 against Southern Miss. I was at two of those five losses, unfortunately, because I remember them very well, 1990 and 1991, and of course those were the Brett Favre show. That was the Brett Favre show. Both years, Favre just sliced and diced our secondary, and drove them down. I remember at least one of those games, Brett Favre led them down at the very end to score to pull out the win. Because I remember the Southern Miss fans and players on the sideline went, "Yay!" And then they ran out. I mean, their celebration was like, and then they were gone. They did not want to hang around our stadium after winning that game, and good for them. Of course, that's the Hattiesburg, Mississippi Southern Miss, who, you know, for a while there in the early 80s, they were the dominant team in Mississippi. They were having better seasons as an independent than Ole Miss or Mississippi State were. They were a better program. We struggled harder to beat Southern Miss a lot of years than we did Ole Miss or Mississippi State. It's funny because ever since the SEC divided and the West got so strong, Southern Miss has kind of dropped back to almost like a second-level program, in people's minds at least, and they've had some bad years. But they've also had some very good years, and people don't realize, I think maybe younger fans don't realize, Southern Mississippi used to be, of the three, the most dangerous program in that state. And I think that today, the only thing that holds them back is they're the only one of the three that are not in the SEC. That used to not be as big of a problem. I think today it's a problem in terms of recruiting and money, exposure, television, all that. It didn't hurt them as much in the early mid-80s into the early 90s, but now it hurts them, I think. So that's Southern Miss. And then also that year, our third, we'll have to add a fourth, obviously, but our third is the Alabama State Hornets. Now, to the best of my knowledge, we've never actually played Alabama State. That was Alabama A&M. I'm like, wait, I thought we played Alabama State, but that was Alabama A&M, so who we've played twice now. So we'll play Alabama State, the Hornets. I think for the first time, I couldn't find a record of us playing them. They are in the SWAC, the Southwestern Athletic Conference. They are in FCS, which means they are 1AA, or Football Championship Subdivision. But I don't know a lot about their offense, their defense. And I just didn't find a lot, and I didn't feel like really going and looking when there's certain other teams on this list I still have to talk about. So moving on, 2019, woo! Now it gets a little interesting, too. We continue our tour of the Pac-12, right? Over the years, we've played Washington State. We've played Oregon in a bowl. We'll be playing Washington in the kickoff game. I feel like we've played at least one other Pac-12 team recently, but I can't remember who it might be. But at the beginning of 2019, we welcome in. We go out to Jerry World in Arlington, Texas, to play the Quack Attack, the Oregon Ducks, in the Cowboys Classic in Arlington, Texas. Auburn is, of course, a very famous 1-0 against Oregon. I think we all remember that night, January 10th, 2011. When Wesley Byram put that ball through the uprights after Mike Dyer got us down to the almost to the goal line. So Willie Taggart has just taken over as Oregon's coach. We have to think they'll be better than they have been the last year or two. But how much better by 2019? That remains to be seen. So we'll see. But Oregon, I mean, once we start getting a little further into the future, it's hard to predict who the coach will be on these teams or what kind of offense they'll be running. But you got to think Taggart will still be there, and they'll be building a different kind of program than the one that their last two coaches had going. And in a way, I'm kind of disappointed because I liked how Oregon played. I liked that there was a team that pushed the envelope further than anybody else in terms of pace and in terms of just trying to run up the score. It was always fun to watch Oregon. And so I hope that maybe we'll get something like that from Taggart, but that's not really his style, so we'll see. Also in 2019, we just yesterday added the Tulane Green Wave. Yes, we will be welcoming in Tulane. Here's an interesting and sort of horrifying statistic, because Tulane used to be in the SEC. They were in the SEC from 1932 to 1966. They're one of those teams like Suwannee, like Georgia Tech, that just decided they could do better, and they probably all regret it now. Honestly, I'm surprised that Vanderbilt never did what Tulane, Suwannee, and Georgia Tech did. You know, I've always been surprised Vanderbilt didn't find an excuse to leave. But here they are, still in the SEC. Good for you, Vandy. So here's the thing that's shocking about the Tulane-Auburn series. The Auburn-Tulane series currently stands at 14, 17, and 6. So, yes, we currently have a losing record to Tulane. They used to not be that bad, and we used to not be that good there for a while. I believe we played Tulane a lot maybe in the 1960s and 70s, you know, right before my time. So they probably had a decent team, and we were bad a lot of those years, so that's probably what's going on there. Of course, it may go back even further than that. Their coach is Willie Fritz, and they must have had to drop another team they were going to play in 2019 because I looked them up, and their conference schedule already has four teams on it. They're playing Georgia Tech, Duke, Army, and FIU in 2019. So I wonder which one of those, I'm imagining probably FIU, they've dropped to add Auburn, which gives Tulane an out-of-conference schedule of Georgia Tech, Duke, Army, and Auburn. That's not an easy row to hoe for a team like Tulane. So, but anyway, that should be a win, hopefully. That's all we know about 2019. 2020, we know our two teams are Southern Miss, again, 17-5-0, although that'll be 18-5-0, hopefully, and Alabama A&M. Now, we've already played Alabama A&M twice, and of course, in the last few years, and of course, we are 2-0 against Alabama A&M. So, those are the only two that we know for 2020. I'm trying to think. Let me think about this for a second. We rearrange things. I want to say, you know, what keeps happening? Here's what keeps happening is we keep adding these one-off games in domes, right? Like we added Washington 2018. We added Oregon 2019. I feel like, we already played Clemson at home last year. Right. Okay. So Clemson, that series is mercifully done. But because we keep adding these one-off games, sometimes they fill an open spot, but sometimes they create an open spot, you know? So playing Oregon in 2019, I believe we had to push I want to say that originally our game with Cal, our series with Cal, started in 2019 and we pushed it to 2021. Then we got another team I'm about to get to and we pushed it again. So we keep shuffling and rearranging, and who's to say that that the rearranging is done? It may not be. But anyway, so that's 2019. 2020, Southern Miss and Alabama A&M. I said that, okay. 2021, we play at Happy Valley against the Penn State Nittany Lions. Interesting. We are 1-1 against Penn State, but both games were bowl games. This 2021 at Penn State game will be our first true on-campus, out-of-conference road game since this year's Clemson game coming up, right? And in 18, 19, and 20, we don't play a road game. We play some neutral site games, okay? So playing in Happy Valley in Pennsylvania in 2021 will be our first true out-of-conference road game since Clemson 2017. The last time we played Penn State was in the Capital Bowl, Capital One Bowl. I don't think it was the Citrus Bowl. I think when we played Michigan in 2000, it was the Citrus Bowl, and by 2002, it had become the Capital One Bowl. I was at that game. We played and we beat Penn State 13-9. That was the Ronnie Brown show. That was the 2002 Auburn team that struggled for a while, but somehow after Cadillac got hurt against Florida, Ronnie Brown just exploded and became the man and carried us for the rest of that 2002 season. And so we went on and beat Penn State there. Just shut their running back down. Big back that went on to the NFL. We totally shut him down. And Ronnie Brown had a great game, and I think won MVP. And we beat him 13-9. Let's see. The other time we played Penn State, I remember watching on TV, I was not there, was the Outback Bowl after the 1995 season with Terry Bowden. It was the first bowl game Terry ever coached, I believe. And we lost 43-14. That was a game where it was pouring down rain most of the game. The field was incredibly slick. And I remember Steven Davis, our great running back, getting a concussion, hitting his head, even through his helmet, hitting his head maybe on somebody's knee when he slid down in the rain. And after Davis went out, that 95 team just couldn't get anything going. It was raining. The passing game wasn't working with Patrick Nix. The running back was out, and so they piled us up pretty good after Davis was hurt. So we go to play at Penn State. We also, in 2021, play the Georgia State Panthers. Now, again, as best I can tell, we are 0-0, never played Georgia State. This is not to be confused with Georgia Southern, although I already have once here confused them. This is the downtown Atlanta team that was started up in 2010 under Coach Bill Curry. And they are already in FBS. They are a Division 1A team now. That didn't take long at all. This is another Sun Belt team. And this, I thought, was interesting about Georgia State is that their first football game ever was in 2010 against Shorter, which is now Shorter University. It used to be Shorter College. And that is one of the schools where I used to teach. So one of my former programs played Georgia State, and I believe Georgia State won. Also in 2021, we will play, I'm sure, in Jordan-Hare again, the Alabama State Hornets again. So we'll have two games coming up against Alabama State. Let's see. 2022, we've got two games scheduled so far out of conference in 2022, and the second one is the one that was just announced in the last 24 hours. We play in Auburn against Penn State. Won't that be interesting? It'll be interesting to welcome the Penn State fans to the loveliest village. And believe me, if there's a way I can get to that game, I'll be there. I certainly would like to see Auburn play Penn State at home. Also in 2022, we have just added the Western Kentucky Hilltoppers. And that is not a gimme. That's two pretty decent games because Western Kentucky has been a very competitive team over the last few years. Western Kentucky and Auburn. Auburn is currently 2-0. I don't know when it was. I have no recollection of us ever playing Western Kentucky. Maybe one of them was in the last 20 years, but I don't remember that. I may have blanked it out. But, I mean, by 2022, who knows who their coach will be, who knows what players they'll have, who knows what offense they'll run, and it's a one-off game as far as we know so far. There was no mention, just like with the Tulane game, there was no mention of a second game later or anything like that. So, Western Kentucky 2022. Now, the only other thing that we know is the opponent that keeps getting pushed back, pushed back, pushed back. And so I'll wrap up with our last one here, the one last one we know of, in 2023. That's six seasons from now. In 2023, Auburn plays in California against the Cal Golden Bears in Berkeley. We are 0-0 as far as I can tell against Berkeley. We've never played them. Start saving up now for this trip. I'm going to start putting a few bucks aside here and there to pay for a trip out to San Fran and Berkeley. One of my nephews actually lives out there now, has a cool job. Hopefully he'll still be out there come 2023, and we can go out and visit him and go see the Auburn-Cal game. You can't predict anything about this game. It's too far in the future. In fact, I'll say something when I get to the next one and the last one here in just a second. But I'm looking forward just to playing Cal. I'm looking forward to playing in San Francisco. It just seems like a really neat trip for the players and for the fans. And so I very much am looking forward to that. And we'll wrap up with this one. 2024, believe it or not, we know a team we're going to play 7 years from now. Man, scheduling is crazy. In 2024, Auburn welcomes Cal, UCal Berkeley, or California, the Golden Bears, into Auburn. And again, we don't know anything about this game, the players, anything, because think about this. The seniors that will play in the Cal game in 2024, the seniors for Auburn that will play in the Cal game in 2024, they will sign their letters of intent in February of 2021, which means they are currently, I calculate, I'm not great at math, I calculate that the seniors on that team are currently in eighth grade. Okay, that means any freshmen who play in that game are currently in fifth grade. So hopefully Gus and Lindsay are out scouting fifth graders because we may need them to contribute against Cal in 2024. And redshirt seniors are current that will play in that game are currently freshmen in high school. So, all the players we currently have now, all of them, including all of our signees, unless they take the Brandon Cox plan and are still around, okay, all of our players that are currently on the team, including the ones we just signed, will no longer be on the team. I mean, think about this. If we do end up getting Joey Gatewood next February, he will be long gone by the time we go out to play Cal. That's just so amazing to think how far out that is when you think about scheduling a game like that. So, all right. Well, that's a half an hour, give or take a minute. And hopefully you got a kick out of seeing all the various interesting teams that will be playing out of conference the next few years. And what I'd like is maybe in the comments here, you can note who we're not currently scheduled to play out of conference that you wish we would either pick back up or play for the first time. I mean, I've always said I kind of like to play Oklahoma, and then, boy, I got my wish in the bowl game and kind of regretted how things played out there. And, of course, Notre Dame, you know, everybody wants to play Notre Dame. It's like Kentucky in basketball. Everybody wants them on the schedule just to have that team on your schedule. But especially when they're not good and you can take a shot at them. But if there's certain teams that you guys are interested in us playing, then note it in the comments. And, of course, don't forget at Van Allen Plexico on Twitter, Van Allen Plexico on Facebook. Don't forget to listen to the AU Wishbone. I'm figuring if you're interested in this and you're a patron of mine already and you're an Auburn fan, then you're probably already a faithful listener to the AU Wishbone. But if not, it's on iTunes. Just look up AU Wishbone or at auwishbone.podbean.com. Okay? All right. And it's also on the War Eagle Reader and also on the War Eagle Sports Radio Network. So you can listen to us all the time, John and me. I would have done this with John, but A, the video connection thing is a big pain, and two, I'm recording this in the middle of the day when he's probably at work. I'm on spring break, so I just want to go ahead and bust this video out for you guys while I had the chance. We'll try to get John on for some two-way videos for patrons in the weeks ahead, okay? So one more time, I really appreciate all of our patrons. Nicholas, David, Mark, Dave, Michael, Bill, and Joey. You guys, really, I can't thank you enough for keeping the lights on in the palatial White Rocket and Wishbone Studios. War Eagle, everybody, and we'll see you guys down the road. My time is up. Thank you for yours. War Eagle.
Thanks for listening to the Wishbone Podcast. All past episodes are available at auwishbone.podbean.com and via iTunes. For more Auburn fun, join us on Facebook at facebook.com/auwishbone and follow the show on Twitter at auwishbone. War Eagle.
So what becomes of
This has been a White Rocket Entertainment production.
Thank you for listening to the AU Wishbone Podcast.